What up, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you on this Tuesday. Let's go! April 8th, 2025, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, you guys wonder why I'm so excited. Always my other call-in. This is not a Gator podcast, obviously. But shout out to the Florida Gators winning the third national championship in basketball last night. Oh my goodness, what a game last night there. of course, K-State's opponent, Houston. I couldn't go for them, obviously, for obvious reasons there. But Houston, great team. But Florida Gators, they showed their resiliency throughout the tournament and rallied back from a 12-point deficit in the second half. And then, of course, what a defensive stand by the Gators there as Houston could not get the shot off. Not once, but twice for them as well. So shout out to my Gators, obviously, there. My other college team, I recorded an EG3 podcast last night. Might be a third episode over there this week over there, but not to get too sidetracked here. So Gators, get it done. As college basketball came to a close officially. What in the world? I ain't pressed that. Let's try it again. What? I did not press that. What's this thing doing? What's my laptop doing? But anyways, yeah, so congratulations to the Gators for doing that. And flipping it back to the K-State basketball team, they picked up a recruit, a transfer from the transfer portal. And I mentioned briefly, I believe on yesterday's recording of the Pro Project podcast, that they've been a little quiet. I talked a little bit about it on the spring football preview. That's going to be coming out today, so be on the lookout for that. But hey, Bode Bashir Jr., K-State, landed him over the weekend as he committed to K-State, and he's a guard, transferring from Monmouth. I said his first name wrong. Excuse me. Abdi Bashir Jr., saying he's coming to K-State over the weekend, and obviously, he's obviously from Nebraska, and from On Three, they're saying this announcement coming out of nowhere. A lot of schools are coming after him. A lot of schools that are looking at him. I'm grabbing this off of On Three, and of course Derek Young, part of the KSN Sports Network. He obviously stays in more in the loop than we are out here, but. Yeah, so interesting. But here's all the schools that are trying to get him: Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, and of course Kansas, Memphis, Michigan, Oklahoma State, Oregon, Ole Miss, UCLA, Providence, USC, Virginia, Rutgers, Vanderbilt, Texas A&M, NC State, Arizona State, Mississippi State. That's a whole dinner platter, baby, of colleges that were interested in there, and K-State somehow end up in here swooping them up from out of all of that. So, I'll get to the other news. I just thought about this just now. I did see that. I'll get to that here in a second. But that's huge because also, who also hit the transfer portal was Brennan Housen, who was on the K-State team this past year. So, tit for tat, I guess. As we said, the transfer portal is open. Even though college basketball has officially come to a close for the 2024-25 season, and Brennan Housen hitting the transfer portal as well. You already are starting from scratch anyway. Really, both teams for K-State, women's and men's basketball, going to 2025-26, have to start fresh, especially the women's basketball team there as well. And Bashir, he knows how to score, it looks like. they desperately. It seems like we talked about this every year, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Abdi Bashir Jr. committing to K-State over the weekend, and to a lot of the On Threeers, a surprise. out of the blue announcement that K-State needed a strike, because I heard nothing from the basketball team lately anyway. So they needed a strike, and they stroke big right there. Let me see. So 18 games this year, or this past year, Bashir Jr., he scored 20 or more points. And of course, four of those games, he scored 30. So you talk about scoring the basketball. It's been repetitive on this podcast. You need scores to put the ball in the hoop. And we thought we had that this year. And obviously, it went the other direction this year, struggling to score, put the ball in the hoop, and everything else like that. So, but this is huge. Jerome Tang and the staff, they're going to be in the hot seat. I said it. I'm gonna stay on that path, you know. So, look, at least from my vantage point anyway, I mean, you put you in the hot seat. You have to win basketball games. In order to do that, you need guys that can score, put the ball in the hoop. So, and getting Bashir, now, again, I'm not too familiar. That's all I saw on Twitter yesterday was the signing, and it's surprising to hear about it sooner. So, Bashir Jr. from Nebraska, he was also the nation's leader during the regular season in three-point makes with 127 points there as well. And he's coming in as a junior there as well. And it looks like, let me see. Yeah, Bashir, the first portal commit for K-State. Yeah, so they've been, K-State, the staff, been a little behind. And when you lose Brendan Housen yesterday at the same time, you got to get it going. Got to get it figured out. Obviously, David Castillo staying put. He said that after the loss in the Big 12 tournament. The jury's out on Doug McDaniel. So we'll have to see about that there as well. And it looks like I'm trying to rewind him here. We haven't talked about this a whole much. Again, we don't get into a lot of recruiting on this podcast. You're going to have to go to, again, more of the experts, the Cole Manbecks of the world and Ryan Wallace's of the world, and Fitz to do that. And even me, I need to stay a little bit more tapped in to that as well. But K-State, you're going back to the fall, landed Tyreek Smith in the fall. And he's going to be joining Xavier Wilson and Ashton McGee. And Bashir for K-State, or at least his college eligibility anyways, he still has two more seasons remaining. So, again, it seems like a repetitive every year. You need guys to put the ball in the basket. That's going to allow you to win basketball games. And of course, great defense, which, again, Tang's teams have great defenses, but for the last two years in particularly, this team cannot put the ball in the hoop. So, this is a step in the right direction. Finally, Kansas State lands somebody from the transfer portal in Abdi Bashir Jr., but at the same time, lose Brendan Housen. And some people thought Housen was going to stay put. And I didn't have a prediction on this, and I am not surprised, given Housen started off on fire for K-State early on this year and kind of fizzled out. If I want to be brutally honest on this podcast. So, yeah, that's unfortunate because he is a sharpshooter from three. He's a three-point specialist. And I thought K-State did not utilize him that well. So that is, I am, again, want to be telling the truth on this podcast as well. So, yeah, it's tit for tat. So you get a 20 to 30 point score in Bashir Jr. and you lose a 3-point dead range shooter in Brendan Housen yesterday. So a lot going on. So basketball trying to pick things up, and they need to, because yeah, they're going to be going in this upcoming year in the fall, this upcoming fall, in the hot seat. Because you cannot miss, like I said, you cannot miss a tournament 3 years in a row. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. I know Gene Taylor can be nice, all that, but I'm sure he's stirring the fact that, look, hey, man, trust the process and whatnot. I get it. I understand it. But K-State men's basketball has missed the tournament 2 years in a row, and there can't really be a third year in a row miss. But the small step in the right direction for the staff. Yes, you lose Brendan Howson, which is unfortunate, but you get a score from the transfer portal from Monmouth in Abdi Bashir Jr. yesterday, or wherever this announcement happened, because it seemed like this happened a little bit early in the weekend, and we're just getting this now. So just want to get you guys caught up with that on the basketball side. As women's basketball, if you've been haven't been listening to this podcast, was super busy on and off the court last week. So again, Pro Project Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast, free and available daily. Whenever you have a chance to record K-State content, hit the alarm bell. Every time you post content daily, y'all be first to know about it. So if y'all listened to the podcast last week, y'all would have been caught up to date with that as well. So go back, feel free to go back, listen to those episodes as well. And another side note as well, I did see when I was on Twitter before hopping onto the mic here, Carla Bernat, the new Augusta champion, Nationals amateur champ, came back to Manhattan last night. So she's back in town as women's golf, getting ready for that Big 12 championship meet coming up. Yes, sir. I know the men's golf was playing too yesterday. So, all the attention has been on Carla and for very, very, very good reason. But we'll get you caught up with men's golf as well. Like I said, this podcast, all things K-State sports. So a lot going on. Like I said, there's so much going on right now. Colin Corbin. The new head coach for the women's soccer team. There are a lot of smiles right now, and gotta go back and see. They've been playing some spring scrimmages, and I've not been getting the scores, but there are a lot of smiles right now. And that's a good thing because they need to start going in the right direction. That's winning soccer games. And Colin Corbin has a solid. Again, you've been with us for a while this year. Colin Corbin has a tremendous track record in winning. So that's the next step for the women's soccer team. You got to win soccer games. Like I said, with the men, that's got to apply with the soccer team as well. You got to start winning games. You know you have good defenses. In the past with Mike DeBeanie, you got to find a way to put the soccer ball in the net. So you're catching the theme today on this podcast. You're catching the theme, right? So there you go. We'll get you all loaded up here on this Tuesday on the Purple Project Podcast. Podbean app. Weird 3, Eddie's Podcast. GRIER number 3, EDID apostrophe S Podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden. I might have to do a prompt to episode with him. We'll see if I can have time to message him during my busy day. See about that. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. Tell one big K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. We appreciate your support because we have been, for the last couple years, been trending in the right direction, to my surprise. Anyways, I can't believe you guys still tune in. But yeah, we try to cover all things K-State sports, just not just focus on two things because there's just plenty. Speaking of dinner plate, there's just plenty to go around right now in men's basketball. Things are picking up there in that area. But that's going to do it for right now on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports.